Hello, and welcome back to the One Thing Podcast. We'd like to share a scripture from Isaiah chapter 53 today, and it's a scripture that is really foretelling Jesus and the sacrifice that he would make for each of us, for his people, for his children. And verse 7 is one that I wanted to specifically read. It says that he was oppressed and afflicted, yet he did not open his mouth. He was led like a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before its shearers is silent, so he did not open his mouth. And we think of, you know, the road that Jesus had taken. He had taken the road that the Father had laid for him. And although it would be a difficult road, although it would be a road where he would be betrayed and the whole world would seemingly all come against him all at once on the road to Calvary, yet he walked that road in faith and in trust of his Father. It says that he was oppressed and afflicted, yet he didn't open his mouth. Think about that. In this crucial time, in a time where people were beating him and coming against him, he kept his mouth shut. Why? How could a man do that? Because he was trusting in the voice of his Father that was leading him through. It also says again, he was led like a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before its shearers is silent, so he did not open his mouth. In these moments, many would maybe be in this same position and begin to shout out against people, begin to declare that this is wrong. You know, you don't have a right to do this. But Jesus, he simply knew that he had one right, which was to follow the Father. This day, as we think about his amazing sacrifice and his the depths of his love and how he loved his Father so much and how he loved us so much that he would give his life, that he would not go by the rights of this world or by the rights that he felt that he'd had, but simply go by the will of God. As we reflect on these things, may we too come in thanksgiving, thanking the Father for his Son, thanking God for his great sacrifice, but also beginning to say, Lord, let me also reflect this love and obedience and great faith in the Father, just as our Savior, just as the Lord Jesus has done. May we too rise in the spirit of Jesus to bring glory to God. May the only thing that we begin to speak is glory. May the only thing that we begin to utter be things of faith. May every action be wrapped in trust and in faith to God as we walk the road that he has called us to walk. Even though it may be a difficult time, even though there may be obstacles that we seemingly face, may we trust in the Lord Jesus. Even in times of joy, when the road seems to be marked with joy and victory, may we also be praising God and all together say, Father, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven, as we follow our great Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord, for your sacrifice. Thank you for what you've done. May it also reflect in our lives this day.